Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here with Andy Holding on the line to look ahead to the Clonmel card on Thursday. Seven races to look forward to and seven fairly decent races as well. We've got a competitive card to look forward to and hopefully a winner or two to be found along the way. Good morning, Mr. Holding. How are you?
Morning, Alex. Yeah, still got a little bit of a remnant of this flu bug that's going around, but certainly not as bad as the missus. She had a horrendous night with it.
Oh, really?
Oh, shocker.
No, yeah, not good.
Kept me up all night, near enough.
Well, hopefully you'll be studying the form then.
Yeah, it's not something I normally tend to do at 3 o'clock in the morning, but yeah, I'll bear it in mind for next time.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. But as I said, competitive card, but there's some nice types in here.
There is, yeah. The first race is probably the best race, collectively. But that's not, taking anything away from the rest of the card. So yeah, not a bad day's action to that Clonmel.
Okay, we'll dive into the action then with the 1:45, the first race. It is the Munster Hurdle, 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs, the trip for this one. 8 runners going to post. Let's hope all 8 stay in, because we've got a short price favourite here in Acklan, Andy, for William Mullins and Ruby Walsh. 6-4 at the time of recording. Great if you think that one's got a chance, but it also does open it up from an each-way point of view, provided the 8 runners stay in, as we're 9-2, bar Acklan, Western Boy, Killer Crow, Cliff House and Argo Cat, the next 4 in the market. As you said earlier, it's got a nice feel to it, this race.
It has, yeah. No great surprise to see Acklan trading as favourite. He's been the favourite every time he's set foot on a racetrack for Willie Mullins, justifying that position in the market first time up. But prior to being a little bit disappointing, it has to be said, next time out at Fairy House. And the jury's still out with me, having seen him again last time out at Punchestown when he got brushed aside quite readily in the latter stages by Noble Endeavour. On that occasion, he tried to make all. Whether they'll adopt those similar tactics today with other front runners in the race is very much open to question. But he's a horse that, like I say, I'm still not yet absolutely 100% sure about at a short price. So with that in mind, I'm going to take him on and look for a bit of each-way solace in the shape of Cliff House, who's a horse I've tipped quite a few times throughout the summer on the flat, and he's started off his hurdling career quite nicely, thank you very much. Particularly that run last time at Garran, when he floored the short-price Willie Mullins horse, Raw Caviar, in fairly decisive fashion in the end, running away with it to suggest that he's on the improve and he might be appreciative a little bit further, which he's got today, an extra 3.5 furlongs to run across. Ground should be ideal. Connections suggested that day when he won at Garran, he wouldn't want it the ground as bad as that. So any yielding to soft at Clonmel should be ideal. And around about 7-1 this morning, I think he's the each-way alternative against the favourite in the first. So Cliff House is the selection.
OK, next up is the 2:15. It's a maiden hurdle, same trip, 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs. Not the strongest maiden hurdle you'll ever see, but we do have a Mullins and Walsh favourite once again, Vediteriat, in at 10-11 at the time of recording. Certainly wouldn't be a stable star here, Andy. You know, we've seen plenty of horses in these connections that would appear to be better than this one. That said, it was a pleasing enough effort last time out. If he upholds that form with Venetian Demai, who's second in today, then he doesn't appear to have much else to beat, although there has been a bit of money this morning for Moore's Road at an each-way price, now down to 6-1.
Yeah, the big two in the market clash again. Vediteriat, as you said, against Venetian Demai. And they certainly finished in the opposite way the betting suggested last time out. So that makes it quite intriguing today for punters to see Vediteriat trading at odds on and Venetian Demai trading at a big price, 9-4. Now, it's not as straightforward as it seems last time out, because Venetian Demai tried to cut out the running. For me, he's just paid twice for really forcing a very strong pace. And he's paid for it, like I say, in the latter stages. Interesting to see how they're riding today, Venetian Demai, whether they do go off in front again or just give him a little bit more of a chance. And if they do, I think he's got a good chance of perhaps vindicating the betting last time out, because I still think he's a nice horse in the making, Venetian Demai. You've only got to look at his run the time before when he was runner-up to Roy de France. who's sort of verging on Pattern Company, to suggest that he's a decent novice in his own right. I certainly don't think we'll see the best of this horse anyway until he jumps a fence. But for now, I think he's got a decent chance today. He's also dropping in trip, which I think suits. I think the better ground will suit him. So with either which way you strip it down, I can't believe that he's a 9-4 chance against Vettoria and what looks a straight match between the two. So let's go with the Jim Draper runner. He's got good chances today, Jim. He's got another fancied runner late on the card. But let's give another go to Venetian DeMay to prove that he's a much better horse than he did last time.
OK. Next up is the 250. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and half a furlong. Certainly not the strongest race on the card this Sunday. The go-without number one, Antikas, has been pulled out. More a case of can you find any form for some of these runners? And I suppose that's why Coolbane West is market leader and Fruits of Glory is next in. They're the only two that have shown, you know, a modicum of ability of late. Interesting to see a bit of money, again, at an each-way price for It's Friday this morning, though.
Yeah, this is one of the weakest main hurdles you're likely to see. And you've got to just go with your logical in-form horses, and that one is Coolbane West from the Liam Burke stable with his son Johnny on, of course. And it was a decent effort last time out behind the Paul Nolan trained I'm All You Need. And if he runs that level here, he's going to take all the beating, because not yet totally enamoured with Fruits of Love, who has shown just bits and pieces of... Fruits of Glory, beg your pardon, has shown bits and pieces of form, but nothing to suggest that I want to be backing him around about the 2-1 mark. And I'd be concerned about the ground for him as well. He's very much a sort of like got a fast ground, flat pedigree almost, if you like. I can certainly see why punters are looking towards It's Friday. He comes out of that hostile fire juvenile hurdle the other day. And, you know, hostile fire's probably going to be running in one of the festival races, more than likely the Fred Winter. So that wasn't a bad return, albeit she was beat 25 lengths and upwards. But it has to be Coolbane West for me. That run was a good one, not only visually, but on the figures as well. Got a decent speed figure for that race down in Thurles. This is a similar track. Ground should be fine. And this is a good opportunity for that horse to get off the mark.
Okay, next up is the 325. It's a beginner's chase over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. 7 runners going to post in this one, Andy. And some nice enough types. A few arriving in good nick. The likes of Stonehall Jack looks to be going the right way. The likes of Dino and Mr. Cosmopolitan have been showing some solid form. And it's the last name, Mr. Cosmopolitan, who heads affairs at the time of recording. And it's quite a short price favourite here, Andy.
Yeah, he is, but I think he's a worthy one here. He's currently 6-5 with William Hill this morning. I'm not saying that's absolute bet of the century, but he's certainly my nap on the card here today. Just because I think that race last time out, which he run in, was a fairly decent one of its type. It was a novice chase down at Thurles. He was third behind Like It A Lot, who ran quite well in a handicap at Gowran on Saturday. But more importantly, the second horse, Tubaloo, actually won the opening beginner's chase at the very same track on that afternoon, Red Mills Day. And Mr. Cosmopolitan was given a very conservative, patient ride out the back door. Not really necessarily thought Connections fancied him all that strongly. It was his first run for a while. But he rather surprised him, because coming round into the home straight, he looked as though he was going to do some damage, but he made a real bad mistake. He got in tight to that notorious second last, which has claimed many victims this year at Thurles. And he was almost on the deck, but he rallied to such effect, he only actually got beat 2 lengths on the run, and he was catching the front two hand over fist. And I think if he hadn't made that mistake, Barry Cash might have had the only logical choice but to have gone and tried to win that race. He's got some decent form recently in point to points, which I think has given him a little bit of confidence. He comes out incredibly well on my numbers. He's not only got the fastest time courtesy of that run the other day at Thurles, but he's got the second, third and fourth quickest times in a previous life, if you like, at Navan, Thurles and Down Royal. So numbers-wise, form-wise, visually, opposition, he should have many of these covered. It's just where they can jump a clear round. If he avoids the mishaps or the mistake he made last time out, then he should be good enough to win today. So Mr. Cosmopolitan, best bet on the card in the 325.
Okay, Mr. Cosmopolitan, a strong pick then there in the 3:25. The 4 o'clock is up next. It's a handicap chase over 2 miles, 4.5 furlongs. Not many of these are hiding anything from us, Andy. We know exactly what we're going to get with many of them. Very, very consistent types heading to post. 9-2 the field at the time of recording. I said they're very consistent. Which one do you think is going to win this one today?
Well, the most consistent is, I'll be telling you, he's lying. He's the choice. He's hardly ever at the frame, always runs his race. He's a bit of an iffy character in the sense that, you know, he's been quite happy to finish second rather than win on more than one or two occasions. But he does love it here at Clonmel. He actually won his maiden chase back in the day here, back in 2013. Funny for him, quite decisively, won by 8.5 lengths. It's not as though he's a complete dodge and he'll never, ever win. He probably needed the run first time back the other day in a handicap won by Coolernock Glee, but that's still a decent return again over this course. And he's just so reliable that anything each way about a horse like this simply has to be taken. He's 9-2 currently with William Hill this morning. So if you're going for reliability and a horse that's sure to give you a great run for your money, it has to be, I'll be telling you a lie.
Okay, I'll be telling you a lie there in race number 5. Race number 6, the penultimate race on the card, and it's a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles furlong. The amateur riders out in force for this one. But it's got a pretty open look to it. Visible Light, the 9-4 market leader, but then we are 6-1 the field after the favourite. Again, not the strongest race you'll ever see, Andy, but there's got to be some value to be found here.
Yeah, I wish I could find it. I must admit, this is one of the races where I tend to sort of, I won't say despair, but I just probably go back in my shell a little bit here and put up a selection for putting up one sake. Not really confident about nailing the winner here. Obviously, Visible Light ran quite well here last time out, but Tibby Broker, the horse that beat it that day, didn't do much for the form yesterday. Overall, that horse probably does set the standard. And of course, pilot-wise, Derek O'Connor, I think he hit the 1,000 winner mark, didn't he, recently, with another point-to-point winner, will be hot on the many punter shortlist as the most reliable source of, kind of strong jockeys. A Dream Still Alive is an interesting one. She's been sort of plying her trade in decent maiden hurdles, most notably last time out at Nace behind Angus. She made the run in that day until fading late on, but she's got a very attractive handicap mark for one of Henry de Bromhead's, only a rating of 86, so she could be dangerous. Broadway Twist at least has won a race this season. That'll be some crumb of comfort for many, and didn't run too badly last time out. And also Fort Carson, he's also got some bits and pieces of form as well, but 0-15 doesn't exactly leave you with a confident sort of approach to his chances. So it's a real tough one, this. I hadn't got that much of an opinion this morning when I looked at it. Visible Light probably just about does set the standard here. And, you know, that run here out of the course and distance, do like course and distance form, might well be good enough.
Okay, so we're going to go with Visible Light.
We will go with Visible Light, but as you can tell, it's a race I'm not particularly keen on.
Okay, fair enough. The final race that we'll look at is the 5:00. It is a bumper, 2.5 miles a furlong the trip here. And we've got a short price favourite for Willie Mullins and Patrick Mullins in Nickname Exit. 8-13 at the time of recording. Doesn't look the strongest bumper you'll ever see, Andy, but there's a little bit of strength in depth. Is 8-13 a little bit short?
It is a bit, yeah. I mean, he's obviously not one of the Mullins leading lights in the bumper sphere. He went to Leopard Sand the other day with a reasonable reputation, having finished second in a point-to-point, and he ran encouragingly. Like I say, he didn't really suggest that he's going to be making a great name for himself in the future. Just keeping on the one pace beyond Horse of No Meat, called Russian Bill. Form of that race is okay, it's nothing special. Interesting, there's been a bit of money this morning for the second string, supposedly, for Giggingstown. Gordon Elliott's doing really well with his bumper horses at the moment. And Roman Gold showed that he got a little bit of ability the last time we saw him at Limerick. The ground would have been plenty soft enough for him that day, so do keep an eye on him. But I'm going to go with Briar Lane here, who stepped up markedly on his first racecourse appearance when he was 6 down in Limerick to finish second behind one of Noel Meade the day at third. It's called Valgol de Ronceray, a cruiser of that race in the Hood. But I like the way this Briar Lane kept on for pressure late on. He certainly didn't shirk the issue when push came to shove. And he chased the winner home all the way. So at around about 11-2 this morning, with a couple of runs under his belt already, I'd rather back something each way in this race rather than going short at 8-13 on the favourite. So Briar Lane gets the vote in the last.
Okay, Briar Lane, the each way pick then in the lucky last. Great stuff, Andy. Thanks very much for your time once again. Best of luck with your picks on the Clonmel card, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow ahead of Dundalk.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.